On this episode, we talk about the coronavirus, Trump press conference that happened today. Talk about why I don't care about TikTok and my nephews. It's my special guest on this episode. Be sure to download my podcast on Spotify, Apple, and Anchor, and many other platforms. Enjoy. This is the Running Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows, episode 15. Today is Friday, November the 20th. I said November the 20th. March the 20th of 2020. Still going strong. Still having anxiety with everything that's going on in the world right now, but just want to let you know we're going to make it through this, so let's stay strong and take day by day, one by one. I don't know what I'm saying, just rambling. Just watching this Trump press conference right now. It was very interesting. Seems more kind of like a president. He kind of took on the biased reporters answering the questions. Kind of did a good job. You know, I didn't agree with what he was saying, but just answering the questions, it's kind of different Trump. Anyway, I guess you guys be staying in this weekend, just like everybody else. We have a guest on my podcast. It's my nephew, Cameron.
Probably heard of me before on one of his podcasts, but
yeah, the earlier ones really sucked. Yeah. I'm at a superior level of kind of sucking. I don't know how long this podcast is gonna be. Let's see, we don't have nothing to talk about. Well, what do I want to talk about? See, there's a lot of new things on Netflix to watch. We got Burch Kreier comedy special. We have some other stuff. Let's see, what else they have on here? I had a Pete Davidson comedy, his special. I haven't watched it yet. Another comedy special, Taylor Tomlinson. I've never heard of her. It's called Quarter Life Crisis. I still haven't watched even the Fourth of Phoenix comedy special. Kinda got a lot of time on my hands. So I'm gonna probably check these out. Mark Maron comedy special. I haven't checked that out. What had a new season on? I think Ozark.
That's real. It said, what?
It's a new season of Ozark. It's a show about
the Ozark?
Yeah, actually, yeah. That's what it is.
I've been to the Ozark.
So it takes place.
Yeah, my teacher told us about that in school. She was like, well, they have like this movie on Netflix or like a show.
Yeah, I've been, I've never been to Ozarks.
I have.
You've been a lot of places.
It's really fun. I've been to the Ozarks, Las Vegas, and Arizona.
Yeah, because we can talk about that on this podcast. About me traveling. I have never really traveled out of St. Louis.
I traveled.
I've been to like Memphis, Tennessee, which I don't remember. I think I went to Detroit when we had a family reunion a long time ago. Let's see, where's up I've been? I think I've been to Baltimore. And I think that's it. I haven't been any places, man.
I haven't traveled like during 2020 because of the corona. But I remember going to some places, the Ozarks, Las Vegas, and Arizona. Those are the only three places I've been, and I haven't traveled since.
Yeah, man, I want to travel more. But
me too.
The way things were, we can't go nowhere. We can't go to.
Today, we are driving Kansas City.
You going to Kansas City? I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm traveling to Kansas City.
Hope you have fun. Well, let's see. I'm gonna go to California, but it's pretty much closed. You can't, people can't leave their house. Can't do nothing. It's just shut down.
The city is shut down.
I think they're also doing the thing, same thing in New York. I was kind of hoping they were doing this in St. Louis. I think they need to, it's like, I guess, reset. Just shut everything down, let people
stay at home,
getting closer to family again, and catch up on things they need to do. Steady moving it up. I don't want to talk about TikTok. I don't use TikTok. So why do we want to talk about that?
I don't know.
People talk. I don't think people that listen to my podcast care about TikTok. TikTok is cool.
A lot of kids use it these days.
Seen a million people do a dance on a video. I mean,
it's like the same dance over and over.
Eventually it gets boring. I don't know. I'm saying, I need to kind of get away from that stuff, like TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Always called the social distancing, but we need to get in touch with our selves, like without the social media doing a social media cleanse. I know you have to be on social media a lot. I mean, it's required now to be on social media, but I think during this time we should just like chill out. Chill, man. The podcast is brought to you by Chilling Out Man and doing other things.
I've been watching a series called On My Block on Netflix.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think I talked about that on the last episode of my podcast. I don't think the show is necessarily for me. But I seen the Lock and Key show right here.
Oh.
I think that's something I will watch because it seems very cool. I've seen the previews. Looks good. There's a show that everybody's talking about on Netflix called 100 Humans. The show is it's good. Bad at the same time. I mean, not bad in a bad way. Bad, like, it makes me realize how not cool of a person that I am. It shows you like stereotypes of attractiveness and regular person, how people. Pretty much cling on to the attractiveness of a woman or a man. gotta have that in your life some kind of way. Whatever I'm trying to say. Hopefully by next week I can start doing my podcast the way I want to do them. And be back on schedule. I don't know what this dude's doing. He's trying to play a movie when I'm trying to do a podcast. You need to turn it off, man. Just turn it off. Look at that when we get done recording. What's I trying to say? I forgot. Don't remember. What was I trying to say is... There's something I wanted to talk about on this podcast. I forgot. I want to hear. Oh, okay. Yeah. What's your thoughts on senators selling their stocks after hearing about the. Bless you. About hearing a coronavirus. This is amazing. Me, I don't know. Trump didn't really have nothing to say about it. In this press conference, he's going to go after them or not. He didn't really do bias. We got to go after Dianne Feinstein. Basically, he was like, they're all good people, or whatever, I don't know. It's usually his stick. They're all good people. Blah, blah, blah. If he gets enough, they keep talking about this, he probably will have to go ahead and investigate that stuff. That may be. Excuse me. Another distraction from what's going on in the world. I don't know, these senators and congressmen just fat in their pockets in a kind of way. We still haven't got these checks out yet. They're saying it's going to be next week. We don't know. We'll see. I just can't. It's amazing to me that like I don't see people don't see the big picture of what's going on with the government and the state and local government. We have a governor in Missouri that's not doing anything but just keeps tweeting, "Wash your hands and take your cautions." I don't know. I be feeling, I go to work, I just feel like crap. I don't know. There's definitely something going around. But, governor doesn't really care. I don't know. Doesn't feel this is a threat. Everybody's just going on with their lives, right? Keep getting up, going to work. The best thing to do. I don't know. Well, I'm done rambling. I don't have nothing to talk about. I'm really working on music right now. Not being productive. But I did clean up my room. I'm trying to. Get rid of all the clutter. Stuff like that. I did have a. Ain't no good news, but I mean, it's good news that's leading into a better direction. I had a job interview for this job. Something I went to school for. Paid very well. I didn't get the job, but I think that one of my affirmations or one of the things I put into the air of my law of attraction forced me getting my dream job. I wanted to get my dream job, well, not my dream job, but the job, the last job that I will probably work. So I want to work for myself eventually. It will be this year. So, I think this is going in the right direction with that. Just can't, whatever you want to do, your dreams or whatever, you just can't stop and give up. That's what I'm trying to say. You gotta have hope. Alright, as we get out of here, put the music on the podcast. I don't know what it's gonna be. I haven't even been on my laptop. None this week. I try to change it up this time. You know what I can do? What can I do? Exactly, you don't know. Thanks. Nobody never knows. So yeah, this is Lonely Boy Podcast, your host Kid Rainbows. We're out this time.
This is the Lonely Boy Podcast. Peace. I'm out.
Hit the music. Thank you.
Yeah.